We continue our summer fiction series this morning with a form of literature that, granted, is not strictly made up. Nyla Marrera is a science and environmental journalist who also writes poems. Her new book of poetry is immersed in the natural world. She wrote it while living alone in a farmhouse apartment on the Mill River in Leeds, Massachusetts. In a conversation with New England Public Radio's Karen Brown, Marrera starts by reading the title poem of her book named Water Street, after the road she lived on.
A fragrance fills the garden, making me forget everything. It smells like oleander and pollen. It smells like the asphodel, like Circe's garden. To live here, I left my husband. I left the world. The scent floats over the waterfall that endlessly washes the earth clean. My brothers are wasps and spiders, the mink that lives under the stones. Shapeshifter, weaver, master of two realms. Here I have no children, only poems.
So that's a real nice scene setting for us. And my sense is that this is a somewhat literal description of where you were when you were writing these poems?
Yes, that's right. The apartment was next to a smallish waterfall on the Mill River. And the interesting thing about that waterfall was that at certain levels of the water, it would pound, it would hit a resonant frequency. And so that pounding was sort of a part of my days.
Now, you clearly are a nature lover, and one of your other probably many jobs is writing environmental columns for the local newspaper. Mm-hmm. And is it fair to say that you are a climate advocate or
yes,
a climate science advocate? So how does your poetry fit into your advocacy around environmentalism?
Mm-hmm, definitely. Yeah. I don't use poetry explicitly to advocate. I think that there can be an artificiality that's introduced or a didacticism that doesn't fit the kind of the bounds of what a good poem is. Some poets are able to do it really excellently. I have never been able to, but I do think that when you deeply care about something, it comes through in any kind of artistic work that you do. And so I wind up writing a lot about my fears for nature, for the environment, for the future that we expect to see with climate change. And it just comes through every time I see a little change in the environment around me that kind of ripples into the poetry.
Now, there is one poem in here that seems to be rather explicitly, I don't know if political is the right word, but you have a poem about bats, and you include a little note at the end about how they are really being threatened right now.
That's right. Yeah. Well, and that poem, absolutely, that was a moment where the larger ecological threat really crashed up against my life in a very basic way, where I arrived home one afternoon on my bicycle, and crawling across the drive in front of me was this tiny little brown winged creature. I nearly hit it, but I jumped off my bicycle. Here's this bat looking absolutely miserable, crawling on the ground where they don't belong. And I gathered it up and tried to save it, and a poem came out of that because it was a very striking and kind of painful experience in some ways.
How much of this book of poetry is metaphorical and how much is descriptive? And obviously you don't have a percentage, but, it seems like there's a combination of those two things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think for me, the holy grail of poetry is a poem that you can read on a literal level and that makes sense and that you don't need to analyze, but that as you look further into the poem, the metaphors, the symbols, the abstract thinking gradually rises up, like arriving at a marsh. And you see the marsh, and gradually as you wait longer and longer, you see more and more. You see the dragonfly, you see the muskrat coming up out of the deep. A great blue heron alights in the center of the pond. So I think a great poem does exactly that, where if you wait, if you linger, if you look at the words, it's like a pond and things gradually surface.
Nyla Marrera's new poetry collection is called Water Street. She spoke with New England Public Radio's Karen Brown. You can find more selections from our summer fiction series at nepr.net.